2010 is a census year, and the national count will get an early start later this month in Alaska. Ingrid Zaruba with the State Department of Labor says Census Bureau Director Robert Groves will lead a delegation of federal and state officials to the Northwest Alaska village of Norvik later this month.
To kick off the census in Norvik. The census starts January 25th. Norvik is getting ready for this celebration. They're looking forward to having the officials there.
Norvik was selected as ground zero for the 2010 census from several villages that expressed interest. Zaruba says the census always gets an early start in rural Alaska.
Due to the seasonality of Alaska residents and particularly Alaska Natives, who during spring breakup may move to fish camps. So to ensure that all people are counted and counted at their home of residence, they've started the census earlier to prevent people not being counted.
Census forms are only delivered to people's home addresses. The census begins in Alaska's road system communities and around the rest of the country April 1st, when questionnaires go out to residences confirmed through a survey.
The Census Bureau has done extensive field work for the past 2 years to check housing units, to create address listings. So whether people live off the road system and still in remote areas, or if field workers have to go in by boat or by airplane, they have spent most of last spring, field operators were out doing the last of the address listing to ensure that all housing units are accounted for and that the residents will be counted at their usual home of residence.
Zaruba says anyone who doesn't get their mail at home, including the many Alaskans who receive mail at post office boxes, will be hand-delivered a form by a census worker this spring.
Field representatives will be out leaving a census form on the doorknob if you're not home, and then asking you to mail it back in. And if they have not received it, then they will make another home visit to ensure that they pick up the form from you.
About 2,000 Alaskans will be hired by the Census Bureau to conduct the operation. Zaruba says their work will include counting people who don't have residences.
People who are homeless or who are at shelters, and that the Fairbanks North Star Bureau in particular has put a lot of effort into making sure that people are counted and that they do get the forms, and that if they need assistance, that there will be people there that can help them to understand what the questionnaire says.
Fairbanks Borough Economic Development Specialist Catherine Dodge is among those working the census. Dodge says federal grants are helping to fund outreach for hard-to-count population groups like the homeless.
To do things like buy blankets and hats for the homeless. And they say Census 2010, we're going to be passing them out in January, so that we hope that they'll still be around and reminding the homeless that in March 29th, they need to come to a homeless connect that we're putting together at Pioneer Park to help count the homeless.
Dodge says grants will also pay for a range of advertising to ensure everyone is counted. The funding covers Census 2010 ice sculptures and other unique outreach efforts.
Hockey pucks for UAF hockey games ends up that 18 to 24-year-old males are the hardest to reach population. So we have a committee that actually has that as a goal, and we're working to find ways to connect with them and give them stuff that will remind them to be counted April 1st.
Dodge says the census money count is very important because it's used to allocate state and federal money. The census also determines how seats in the U.S. House of Representatives are apportioned.